Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. That is why we're here. Eric has some fantastic ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember his phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Pretty easy to remember. It's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll be hearing about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns you're having about retirement. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184. Or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again together. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be helping the listeners really kind of get an idea of what should you be doing today and what would be the next steps and how to really have a plan. I mean, we all spend so much time thinking about, you know, vacations or home improvement projects or other things like that. But it is amazing how few people really take a lot of time to spend on their financial plan, which ironically would help them get more home improvements done and more vacations, right? So, exactly. So hopefully we're going to fix that today.
Right. We've all been caught off guard at some point. And it makes me think of the deer in the headlight. Look, you know, when you're driving down the highway and there's that deer right out in the middle of the road and it just freezes. It doesn't know what to do. This happens in life when everything hits you at once and you kind of just have that paralyzed feeling. And I want to talk about that right now, Eric. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to be making decisions about retirement, but they're not doing it?
Well, ironically, I guess I should throw in there that my youngest son is now the patrol leader for his deer in the headlights patrol for Boy Scouts. But so I kept asking him, are you the chief deer or are you the one who leads them to the headlights? But a lot of people do have analysis paralysis. I mean, I've recently was working with somebody who was, we were helping them with some long-term care solutions, some options versus buying the traditional long-term care. And there's some way better options out there. And they're like, well, hold it. You know, the first numbers you gave us were this, and why are they now this? Well, let's see. You've had a birthday since then. You now told us more about your medical information. Oh, yeah, and the company had a rate change 4 months ago. We've been talking about this for almost a year. It's kind of like, why is my mortgage rate different? You know, I applied a year and a half ago, and you know, or something like that, right? You know, things change over time, and then people are shocked that, well, hold it. But I was looking at this, and now you've changed it? It's like, no, yeah, you need to take some action. And I don't know what it is. I mean, financial decisions always have a lot of emotional baggage kind of tied to them. So sometimes it can be very tough to make some decisions. But yeah, that analysis paralysis part can really, really, really harm you in the long run. And also, some of it's the fault of the financial industry, too. I mean, I remember when I first started in the business in the early 90s, back then, FMC, which is now United Defense, but they had a very complicated 401k. They had guaranteed investment, stock, and bond, right? Three options, right? I mean, you know, how nice and simple is that? You look at most people's 401ks now, I don't know, they probably have a low end of 20 to 30 options and maybe up to 50 or 60. It's kind of like going to the store and, you know, somebody says, give me some peanut butter and there's 50 versions of it on the shelf. Which one do you buy? That's the hard part. So yeah, having a plan is important, but definitely getting off of that analysis and just taking action. I mean, there's a great thing called imperfect action. And I love that phrase. And it's just more about if you can get 80% of the stuff done, it doesn't matter if 100% was right. As long as 80% of it got done, you know, then yeah. Usually it kind of almost the momentum and stuff will get the rest done.
I love that. Imperfect action. Just do it. Just get started. Yeah. I do think some people put off planning because they're scared of what, you know, of how hard it's going to be, right? I mean, we all kind of just avoid things because of that. So, Eric, can you talk about your office and what people can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
Well, of course, they don't even have to come in anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, it can be virtual, it can be on the phone, so it could be a Zoom call, it could be a in-person or you know, in our office. And, you know, of course, we've got all the safety protocols and all that fun stuff set up. But, you know, the biggest difference with coming in and having somebody to talk to we're not really a therapist. You know, I often kind of almost wish I'd taken some more psychology classes for sure, especially maybe marriage and family counseling for some couples that you work with.
I bet.
You know, really the main issue is when you're sitting down with somebody and you have another set of eyes, you know, it's always better. It's just like when you lost something and somebody else walks up and goes, it's right behind you, and you feel stupid, and, you know, and it's just because sometimes you just overlook that or you didn't see that. And lots of times it's also just you don't know what you don't know. And until somebody tells you that, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say, oh, I've got a great tax person. I've got this great tax person. And yet they're missing out on all these ways to have tax-free money building up. And their tax person's never talked to them about it. I'm like, you said you have a really good tax person. Why haven't they brought this up? And they have no answer for me. Lots of times you think you may have one set of, you know, situation, but, you know, it may be actually different. So, you know, really when people come in with us, it's more just, let's have a worry less wealth talk. Let's find out what your concerns are, what your goals are, and let's how can we make you worry less about your money? And then we follow up with actually a strategy session where we actually show you what that blueprint is that you have currently. So even though you don't think you have a plan, you do have a plan, even if the plan was no plan. So I kind of equate it for the same as if you're driving down the freeway, you are heading somewhere. It may or may not be the right direction, but you are heading somewhere. And so we will tell you which way you're headed. Not if it's right or wrong. We'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're headed. Here's the issues that you got. Here's some things you should probably fix. And then we leave it up to the client and say, okay, it's up to you. Do you want to take any action? Do you want to have us help you? Do you want to do it on your own? But you know, that's when we leave it up to you to make that decision. So it's a very low-key kind of process. And what we've been doing is we've been waiving our planning fee, which is usually $1,000 to $1,500 at least. Main reason for that is just we want to make sure people get this information. So I'd rather, you know, spend a little bit of time. And yeah, some people may not be the right fit for us and may not be a great clients for us. So that may or may not work, but at least we'll give them that information. But for a lot of people, they are people we can help. And once we have that information, once we show them that plan, and we can say, hey, look, you know, here's how you can do it. Oh, you can actually retire sooner. Or at least you can say, you know, these are some changes you can make, and then you'll be able to retire a lot quicker than you thought you would have been. So there's all sorts of situations that come up. But again, if you want to take action on this and you want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll give you a call back, and we'll set up a time to talk. Again, it could be on the phone, Zoom, or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, you can call us at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when we retire, we're not going to have that paycheck coming in. So it's Eric's goal to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, retirement is a new phase of life, and we all know anything new can be terrifying. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change up your routine to get you ready for retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through retirement successfully. All right, Eric, I have a very private question to ask you right now. How do you take your coffee?
That's a tricky one for me because I don't.
Oh, you don't take coffee?
No, I'm a big tea drinker, so I have a lot of special order a bunch of different loose leaf teas.
Very health. It's more of a health thing, right? Isn't it?
Yep, a lot healthier and stuff, and it gives you some steady caffeine throughout the day, and kind of helps you avoid soda and stuff like that.
Now let me ask you this: what if you are somewhere where you can't get your teas? Then what do you do?
No, it's always tougher. Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times you can get at least, you know, you can get iced tea or something.
Okay. But, yeah. Sometimes we have to change up our things, and we're all creatures of habit, and it's tough to do. I know for me, you know, I take my coffee a certain way. I like to have my cream. I like to have my sugar. But if I go somewhere and I don't have that, then it's kind of ruining my morning right in the beginning, you know. So when you're getting closer to retirement, you should honestly, seriously change some things up. And that's where I'm going with this. Why is it so important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, you know, retirement is kind of the polar opposite of what you've been doing for your whole life. And people just don't really fully get that. So, you know, when you're building up money, you know, trying to take, you know, whatever you can, put it away, squirrel it away, right? Get those points in the scoreboard higher and higher as your 401k or IRA balances get bigger. You know, a lot of things don't really matter. I mean, they matter. It sucks when you lose money or when the markets go down and such, right? But it doesn't matter to your day-to-day living because you're not living off that money. But once you hit retirement, everything flips around. That's when you really care about those certain situations. If things are dropping or things are, you know, tanking out. I mean, I remember one client that was going to do this epic, huge cruise for like 6 or 8 weeks and stuff like that. And then he had a problem with one of his rental properties. And of course, he didn't want to pay for having a manager. So he had to cancel his kind of trip of a lifetime he planned just to take care of his rental property, you know. It's things like that where, you know, if he had had a regular job still and stuff, he would have had the cash flow, but, you know, he needed to handle this and all this stuff. But, you know, that's why we have to start really planning differently. Because when you're in that withdrawal phase, distribution phase, when you're taking money out, that's when that routine totally changes around. And so, yeah, when you start planning for that retirement, you really need to be thinking about how that money is going to come out and make sure it's coming out the right way or, you know, it won't taste so good, right?
Right. So can you dig a little bit deeper and tell us what are the things that are going to change with our money as we get into retirement? Obviously, no more paycheck.
Yes. So the biggest thing that's confusing for, I think, a lot of people that they don't necessarily get is that whole replacement of the paycheck. And it's not as easy as, you know, it once was where you worked for, you know, 30 years and got the gold watch and got the lifetime income and you're, you know, pretty much set and just use whatever you saved up for buying the boat or, you know, having fun or whatever, right? And now it's all about where did you put your money? How do you get the money back out? And so it's typically for most people, it's going to be lots of little checks create that paycheck. So you're not going to get one set paycheck anymore. So say, you do your math and you say, okay, hey, we need, you know, whatever the number is, $7,000 a month to live on. And maybe you've got $3,000 coming from Social Security. So now you get $4,000 you got to take out of someplace. And maybe some from your IRA, some from your Roth, some from your regular monies. And all those other little checks need to add up to that $4,000 so you can live on it, right? So that's the biggest difference in retirement is you get to pick how and when, and even what tax you get to pay when you design your paycheck. So it's very strange in the sense that when you're working, you know, you just get it, right? You just get the paycheck and it keeps coming and comes on a certain time. And, you know, there's not much changes that you do to it other than, you know, changing your retirement funding or something, or if you get a raise or whatever. But the big difference there is, now you got to create that paycheck, and it's a huge difference for people, and it's always a little scary.
Right. So when you are meeting with somebody, when they come in and they're making that transition from working years to retirement, what are the questions that you ask them to gather the information that you need?
Well, obviously all the hard stuff, or, you know, hard facts, you know, it's not just the facts, ma'am, kind of thing. But we do need those. But really, when we're talking and meeting, I kind of almost ignore those. I really kind of get those for when we're doing the analysis. The more critical thing for me is more of, you know, what do you want to do? You know, a lot. Sometimes people have no idea, right? They just go, I don't want to be working for this guy anymore, or I don't want to be working at this company anymore. So, all right, well, then what? You know, what do those days look like? What does that perfect weekend look like? What does that perfect week look like? And obviously, a lot of us can name trips we want to do and things that we want to do, but what about the rest, right? And so, you know, that's one of the big things is, you know, finding out what they want to do, where they want to do it. I would say probably getting close to maybe a third of my clients end up retiring where their grandkids live.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, their kids actually live there too, but they don't notice that.
Yeah, just the grandkids.
Just they only notice the grandkids. And so that sometimes may be something that they never planned. They may have never planned to move or may have never planned to be in that particular state, but hey, that's where the grandkids, you know, are, and we want to be there for them and so forth. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that just to start thinking that, having that process to think about what should you be doing, what are you going to be, what life's going to be like. And lots of times, I mean, it's almost never, I'm going to sit on the rocking chair in the front porch and, you know, the old stereotypical retirement. Moreover than not, it's more of a, hey, I want to go do this job for fun, or I love this one nonprofit and I want to just work for them and, you know, and not have to get a check or something. And, you know, or I want to retire early and go get a job that's 9 to 5 that at 5, I literally turn off my email and I don't check it till 9 the next day. And, you know, and so sometimes it's just things like that. And so finding out those goals and those options, then it's easy to design the solution around it. But a lot of times people are just thinking that, oh, I should put money away for, you know, here because of this is what my neighbors do. But if your plan is totally different than your neighbors, that might not be the right place for you to be putting those funds. So again, that's why, you know, setting some time aside really to, you know, go over what you're looking at and, you know, making sure that you have that money for the rest of your life, that you know it's going to be there, that you know your plan's going to work, that you know you can do this and that, and you can have fun and enjoy life. And once you have that plan in place, then you know what to do. And sometimes it may not be so good, right? Sometimes maybe, oh, you might need to work a couple more years. Okay, well, at least now you know. So having that information, having that data is so critical. And the sooner you do it, the better. I mean, the biggest problem I have run into is trying to fix things that are too late. And it's a lot tougher. So if I have more time on somebody's side to fix things, it's way easier. So, you know, does this make sense to be using this? Again, it's kind of like I've used the analogy a lot before of tools. You can use a wrench or a saw to remove a bolt and usually use a wrench. But if that bolt is, you know, rusted shut, sometimes the only way to get it off is that saw. And so if you're asking me, you know, what's the best wrench and the situation happens to be that the bolt's rusted shut, I can give you all the best wrenches, but none of them will work. So again, yeah, we want to make sure it's right for your situation and also like tax-wise too, that it's right for the rest of your life, you know? And so, you know, one of the things too that people always ask about is, you know, how do I know that number? How much should I be spending? How do I know how much I need to live on? And so the easy math there is you take all your bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. So you add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12, and that's how much you spent over the last 12 months. And it's the no BS real number. It may be surprising to you, but that is really what you spent. And so give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can book right there on wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. More to come.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. That means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That is their goal for you. All right, Eric, I have another personal question to ask you today. Do you have a junk drawer anywhere in your house?
Well, I don't know if they're junk drawers, but my wife's partial to baskets.
Oh, baskets.
So there's a lot of junk in baskets.
Ooh,
which I try to throw away.
But it looks so pretty in a basket.
It looks better, but each time I get a chance to get rid of some of those, I'm very happy.
All right. Well, a lot of us do have those junk drawers. You know, I have one in the kitchen. It's actually holds my pot holders, right? But what happens is I clear off my island when we're having people over, and I've got mail and coupons and just all kinds of stuff that I just throw in there. And then it's just a mess, you know. You have to get it back in order again so I can reach those pot holders. How many clients come into you thinking they have a plan, but all they really have is just a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, sometimes I've even jokingly said, I don't even need to see their resume or their LinkedIn profile because I can see it on their financial statements, you know, because it's all the history of all the places they've worked.
Yeah,
They've got 401k from here, you know. I think my record for one person was 11 different 401ks.
Whoa.
So
that's
a
lot.
That's a lot. And there's no way they are paying attention to the, you know, asset allocation and the mix of all those, because it's just too complicated. Because if you want to rebalance them, you'd have to go to all 11 websites to, you know, to do it, and then see which funds have which options and which 401ks. And so, yeah, I find that happens a lot. You know, people leave old 401ks behind, and it's kind of like little orphans running around or something, right? You know, please, sir, may I have some more right now? No, that's the sad part is people just forget about stuff. I mean, I literally had one client that she's like, oh my gosh, I just got called by my old company from a long, long time ago, and they had some lost mail issue, I guess, or something, but I've got $80,000 in an old retirement plan.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm like, well, that's great.
Ooh.
It's really bad that you didn't know you had those funds, but it's great that you found them. So there's definitely some people who have that junk drawer kind of planning, and that's lots of times why you need to sit down and have a plan, because I have a lot of people go, I think we have this much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's they're not 100% sure. And lots of times, too, since most retirement, you know, the I in IRA is individual, you know, lots of times, especially for married couples, one spouse will know where their own stuff is, and the other one knows where their stuff is, but they don't always know where everybody's stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes. It
makes it a little tougher, too.
True. So what would you say, then, is the very first step we would need to do to get organized so it's our plan is functional in retirement?
Yeah, often one of the first things we're doing is just, you know, rolling over all those old 401ks, and some are crazy. I mean, the smaller the company, the more of a hassle I find, which is weird, but you know, lots of times these big, huge companies, you just call up 10, 15 minutes on the phone or whatever, and the money's transferred. If it's a small company, then lots of times they have to have their, you know, the paperwork signed. I mean, probably the toughest one I ever had was I had a client worked for a mortgage company back in 2008, and they went from, I think, 2,000 people to like 10 in like a week.
Whoa.
Or something crazy. And
yeah.
I mean, basically the company was going under and folding, and he luckily knew where this one lady lived because she was the plan administrator, but she was also terminated from the company. So, but their retirement plan said your plan administrator had to sign off on it. And they hadn't got a new one yet. So a little crazy. So sometimes it's good to definitely get those moved because you never know what may happen to that company down the road. But also just every time you leave a retirement, you know, leave a 401k or a company, you know, even if it's 403b, 457, all the different ones out there, all of those you can roll to an IRA anytime, tax-free with no issue. So It's usually a phone call, sometimes some paperwork. Sometimes your spouse needs to have their signatures notarized, which is always weird because it's not their money. But, so whatever it takes. But once you've done it, hey, then it's easy because once it's in an IRA format, super easy to move around or change down the road. One of the things that we typically do during that time frame is also just do a risk review. Because those old statements and those old 401ks, you may have not been paying attention to. You may not even have your login as much anymore. And so, if you look at all those assets and look at what risk level you're at, there's no right or wrong answer. But, if you're on the, if you like the kiddie roller coaster and you're on the one that, drops 40 stories and does a bunch of flips and dips and stuff, you want to know that before you're strapped in. And so, that's really one of the benefits of doing that is having that risk review done. And that's something we can offer for the listeners, too. If you want to know what your risk score is, you can actually go into wealthcreatorradio.com now. And on wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a spot where you can get your risk score. But then if you send us your holdings, we'll actually tell you how that compares to what you actually have and what is that risk level. Because I find lots of times people have way more risk than they thought that they had. And the wrong time to find that out is when things crash, right? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, if we've been working with someone, how important would it be to maybe get a second opinion as they're listening to what you have to say?
Well, probably taxes is one of the big ones. I find most financial advisors have a big thing on their says that they don't do any tax advice. It's like, what? Hold it. You're talking to me about my capital gains, my IRAs, my 401k, everything that's taxable. So that'd be one thing is maybe they're just not experienced. And to be honest, a lot of them are investment managers. They're not really actually full financial advisors. They're really just talking about, hey, here's your portfolio. And I mean, you hear the, places like, don't invest and forget and all these other places that are, I hate annuities and you should too. And all these, all these things you see online, most of these are from people who only do investment advice. And so they're going to say, oh, well here, we're going to earn 0.5% or 1% better than your guy. Just move your money to us. They may or may not actually do that for one thing, but also what about everything else? I mean, one of the things that lots of times we're answering questions on is, should I refinance? Should I lease or buy a car? And how should I pay for my car? Those don't have anything to do with your IRA or your portfolio, but that does have a lot to do with your overall picture, right? So, that's one of the things that we're able to do here at Heckman Financial is really help people look at that whole thing and get that second opinion. And so if you're working with somebody, again, right now we're doing this with no cost, no fee. We're not charging our planning fee, so we're waiving that. If you want to sit down and talk with us either on the phone or, Zoom or whatever way is best for you, we can set up that time. Again, so all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, we'll hit the streets to see what's on the mind of people about retirement. Eric will be answering those questions. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for the rest of Wealth Creator Radio.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and he is here today to talk about creating a retirement strategy. When you go in to see him, together you'll look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, even your legacy plan, and Eric can help you create a blueprint to worry-less wealth. That's his goal for you. Listen for your chance to go in and see him. Eric, I'm sure that when you are out and about, people always want to ask you questions about retirement. Do you get that all the time?
Yeah, quite often. I mean, especially at parties or whatever.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. So we thought it would be fun then to bring those questions to our show. Okay. And Eric, I'm going to play these questions for you and then I want you to answer them. Okay.
Okay.
I'm 56 and my wife is 54 and we both plan to keep working for at least 5 more years. We've done a pretty good job of saving for retirement. I'd like to save even more over the next few years. I know there are limits on how much we can put into retirement accounts each year. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a couple things. One of the best things out there, and a lot of high-tech companies especially have been adopting this since a law change in 2014, but it's called the after-tax 401k. And so this is over and above the normal maximum, the 19 or 26K that you can put into a 401k. This one is money that you can put in. You don't get a tax benefit for putting the money in, but it grows tax deferred. But even better, you can convert that the next day or some interval to a Roth and then make that money tax-free for the rest of your life. And so that can be a great, great way to save. And most companies will allow you to put anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 extra into that plan. And so that's one way to really just speed up those savings and get the government off your back because
yeah.
it's going to be tax-free. So that's one of the best ones. And then there's also the 7702 or the overfunded life insurance kind of concept. We've done some webinars on this and some other ideas about it, but it's basically a way where you can put some money away, let it grow tax deferred, and then it gives you some great tax-free income, but it also even gives you some protection for long-term care without any extra fees or costs on that aspect of it. So, yeah, there's definitely some options. I think somebody 56 and 54 and having at least 5 more years to plan, that's kind of ideal time frame. I mean, 10 years is nicer, but still 5 years is a good time frame. It's a lot tougher when somebody says, yeah, I'm going to retire next year and how can I save more, right? So, there's definitely some options that they can do. But yeah, it is time of the essence is very critical. So, you know, they want to start planning that out as soon as they can and definitely checking in with HR to see what other options they have. And lots of times what we actually do with clients is we'll sit there and since we know the jargon and the lingo or whatever you want to call it is we'll actually just do a conference call because really nowadays it's typically not even your HR who does it. It's really just your 401k provider and call them up with the client on the phone and they, you know, verify all their data and then say, is it okay to talk to us? And then we can ask them all those questions and find out, you know, all the real details of exactly what your plan has because some of these are set up a little strange. So yeah, it's a great way to go. And so something that we can definitely help people with.
Wow. Great ideas, Eric. Okay. We're getting some questions from retirees. Here's another one for you, Eric.
My retirement question is about taxes. Do we have to pay income tax after we retire since we won't be getting a paycheck anymore?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest shock in the world is how complicated taxes are. And I always tell people about to retire that you're not going to understand how complicated your taxes are till later. And then usually a year or two later, they always tell me you were right. They're a lot more complicated. And why is that? It depends on how you set up your own paycheck. You get to create your own paycheck from the various buckets of money you have. One of the pie charts that's missing from almost all financial advisors and most software is how much of your money, how much of your overall wealth is tied up in the government's hands. So 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, 457s, all these things are all pre-tax. So those are all taxable. Everything comes out of there is taxed just like you were working. No difference. And so lots of times people are shocked at how much tax they have to pay in retirement because of all these taxable drawers, these buckets that they have. And, you know, if you've got some tax-free money, you can kind of mix those in. And then it's not going to be as bad. Or even worse, sometimes people, when they first retire, they'll eat up all their savings accounts and other low-yielding accounts that aren't very taxable. And then all of a sudden they flipped to everything that's taxable. Well, then they went to almost no bracket to a huge high bracket. So that also doesn't make sense. Again, you want to moderate your taxes over time. So if you can blend in some of these low tax and higher tax assets, you can actually create a pretty low tax bracket for yourself. But you have to plan that out before you do all the withdrawals. You can't plan that out in April after it's already been done because, you know, can't close the barn door after the horse got out, right? So
it won't matter.
Won't matter. Yep.
So I want to give out Eric's phone number. It's 800-454-1184. That's the number that you can call. You can call, set up an appointment, go in and see Eric and his team, and they can help you with tax strategies. This is one of the things that they do. Also, check out their website. You can look at their events page and see what events are coming up and sign up for those. Their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And right now, I am giving Eric some questions from retirees on the street, and he's answering them. So here's another one for you, Eric.
I see TV commercials mentioning risk tolerance. So what is risk tolerance, and how do I know what mine is?
Yeah, that's a great question. And nobody has any problem with making money. Right? So risk tolerance is really, how much can you stomach losing? I mean, that's the reality factor of all that. You know, nobody complains when things go up, right? So it's really more about volatility is really kind of the better way to think about it. You know, how much can you handle your assets bouncing up and down? I mean, if they're going up 50% and down 50% every month, that may be a little crazy for most people. So is 5%, 10%? What is that number? So, you know, we do actually have a risk quiz that kind of answers, you know, would you have this or this, and gives you some options. And it kind of tries to drill down roughly at a score, a number from 1 to 99 of what risk level you think you'd be. And it really depends on the time frame, right? I mean, after 08, people were shell-shocked and, you know, they lost so much money that they are much, much more conservative. But 5-6 years later, oh no, let's take a lot of risk. And so that's the other dangerous part too, is your risk tolerance does change with how things are going. If things are going really good, you tend to be more tolerant of risk. And really that number ideally should not change. It should be the same, because when things are good, you should be betting the same as when things are bad, or else you'll lose twice as much and not make it twice as much when things are going the other way. Yeah, so one of the things, yeah, people can go to wealthcreatorradio.com, take that quiz. We can actually then look at their holdings and tell them how that compares. But I would say most people don't understand that they're taking more risk than they actually think. Biggest problem is 401ks and IRAs. I mean, IRAs, you've got options, but with 401ks and 403bs, there's usually almost no non-risk options except for like a money market or stable value fund that makes maybe 1% or 2%. So there's not very good options for having money safe, what I call foundational assets. And there's no steady income options in 401ks where you can be earning typically 5, 6, 7% and not tied to the stock market. But that's what we do with people with their regular money in an IRA. So once you have money in an IRA, you've got a lot more options.
Awesome. All right. One last question.
What happens if I retire and start withdrawing from my retirement accounts, but then decide to go back to work? Would there be any penalties for doing that?
Well, if you're over 59 and a half, you know, you're pretty much okay, but you can't put most of the money back. And once you've taken it out, unless it's within 60 days, and you can only do that once every 12 months. So it's very hazardous trying to put money back. Probably the biggest problem is when people start Social Security. If you start Social Security before your FRA, your full retirement age, which is 66 or 66 and so many months, and then if you're born 1960 and after, it's age 67. So if you start at 62 or any age before that full retirement age for you, you're going to have some huge penalties, and you may give back all your Social Security and lock in that penalty for life. So that's the thing that you got to really watch out for. So again, all of this can be solved with one simple thing, a plan. And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we look at your income, your investment, your tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And we'll tell you, hey, this is the plan you have now. Here's the issues that you have. Even if you don't have a plan, you do actually have one. We'll tell you which way you're headed and tell you the issues, good or bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if that's something you want to take us up on, there's no cost or no fee right now. So just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up in our final segment, Eric will have a wealth success story for us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with the rest of our show.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
Glad to have
annuity
you with
guarantees
us for
are backed
Creator
by the financial
Radio
strength and claims payability of the
Eric
issuing insurance carrier.
Eric is a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. That's his goal for you. Now, Eric, we've come to the time in our show when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. Fun to hear how something has turned out for the best for someone. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I guess I'll kind of do it with the Dickens style, you know, it was the best of times and worst of times.
Oh, yeah.
And so just kind of comparing and contrasting, I mean, I had a client back in late 90s where he wanted to retire in 5 years. One of the main things they said is sell most of his $3.5 million of options on his company stock, and he didn't want to pay the taxes. So he only sold 500. Well, the remaining 3 million became quickly 500. And he ended up working about 10 or 12 more years. So not so good.
No.
But at the same time, just recently I've had a client who's working for a small company in Cupertino. Okay, not a small company for sure. That company's stock has done fantastic, right? And it's been going up and up. And the last several years, though, we've been selling off chunks, which is hard to do when something's going up. But guess what? I mean, right now, he could, ignoring the stock he has in his own company, just with the money we've taken out, we've protected enough to where he can live for the rest of his life and they don't have to worry. So now everything else is just kind of extra bonus money, you know, icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it. You know, anytime you're talking about stocks, the hardest thing is, when are you going to sell it? Good and bad times. Anytime you own an individual stock, you got to know how to answer that question, both on the good and the down, right? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. How far down are you going to ride it? Which most people ride them way too far down. And then also, when are you going to sell it? Because it's really tough to sell something that's going up.
Oh.
I mean, you can do stop losses where it'll trigger if it drops back down. I mean, that's one thing that you can do to protect yourself. There's lots of different ways to do it. But if you do that, then at least now you've got a plan for that. And of course, yes, you're going to have that problem where, hey, if I kept it, I would have had X dollars more, or I would have been this much wealth. You know, who cares? If you make 50%, or you make 100%, or you make 500%, you know, whatever the number is, as long as you made money, you did good. You know, it's not, oh, I could have done better. You know, it's kind of like that thing where, you know, you play a slot machine, you leave it, and the next person walks up and hits a jackpot.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't necessarily mean it would have happened for you, but who knows? But who cares? If you made money, then that's good. Again, if you want to give us a call or you want to set up a time to meet with us, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. Talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.